Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, there's a lot happening politically in Wisconsin ahead of the August 11th primary. Also, we'll tell you about one of the largest churches in the Chippewa Valley looking to relaunch their Celebrate Recovery program. We'll talk with their recovery ministries director. And also, Daryl Marrier of the Hands Foundation tells us about the ongoing work they're doing to help homeless vets, including an upcoming benefit concert. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We begin with the political front, where just yesterday, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley made it official he's re-entering the Democratic primary for Wisconsin governor. This comes after Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez announced that she was ending her campaign on Friday, citing campaign finance issues.
As we have continued to dig into our financial reports, it has become clear that there are issues that would be an ongoing distraction, not just for this campaign, but for the primary and for Wisconsin. This race is too important to let that happen. I am deeply hurt and betrayed by what happened. As I said on Monday, part of being a leader is taking swift action, doing the right thing, and being as honest as possible when there's a problem. I got into this race because I wanted what was best for Wisconsin, and that hasn't changed. And because I believe that, I cannot, in good conscience, allow these questions to become a cloud over an election that Democrats need to win.
Crowley had dropped out less than 2 weeks ago and endorsed Rodriguez before announcing he'd jump back into the race. And yesterday, Governor Evers announced that he would endorse the Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley to be Wisconsin's next governor. Evers saying, quote, "I'm urging Wisconsinites to join me in uniting and supporting David in the upcoming August 11th primary and the November election." Crowley's re-entry creates a three-week sprint to that August 11th primary, with State Representative Francesca Hong, a Democratic socialist who's been polling very well across the state, as well as former DOA Secretary Jill Brennan, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and State Senator Kelda Royce, a Democrat from Madison, all remaining in the field. Representative Hong welcomes Crowley's re-entry into the race, saying, quote, "Competition is good for our democracy." However, Barnes, not as kind, his campaign issuing a press release saying Crowley was never really able to catch fire and saying there's a reason Crowley left the race in the first place. Meanwhile, another huge primary taking place August 11th on the Democratic side is for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District, where former Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge squaring off with former congressional candidate Rebecca Cook. And the two had their final forum at Chippewa Valley Technical College this past week, and afterwards, Berge telling civic media that there are differences between her and Cook.
"I'm the only candidate to support Medicare for all. I'm the only candidate to say that I will ban conversion therapy. In the previous forums, I said I'm the only candidate that says what Israel's doing is a genocide. And so there's lots of distinctions between us, and I think it's important for us to be side by side and to see those distinctions. I'm the only candidate to say that I will vote to impeach Donald Trump as well. So there's some really important distinctions between us. And I think I really leaned into my experience as I've been elected 3 times. Including as the highest elected official in the largest city in our district. And so with that, I have the experience to start on day one, to hit the ground running."
Berge's opponent, 3rd District candidate Rebecca Cook, also telling civic media after this week's forum why she's running.
"We've seen 2 major hospitals closed here in Eau Claire, and that was before the reconciliation bill. So one of our work to make sure that folks know that I'm going to address healthcare costs and accessibility, and also that I'm going to combat corruption really at all levels. I've taken the no corporate PAC pledge. I want to only be beholden to the people in this district and not corporations. I support a ban on stock trading for members of Congress, and I'm for workers' rights. I come from a union family. I want to get the PRO Act passed, which would undo the work of Scott Walker and his cronies and what they did to decimate Act 10 and worker power in this state."
Meanwhile, turning away from politics, Jacob's Well Church in Lake Halley is one of, if not the largest, most attended churches in the area. For years, they've offered Celebrate Recovery, but they're in the midst of a relaunch. And I spoke earlier this week with their recovery ministry director, Perry Polnasek, and asked him, what's up?
Celebrate Recovery is celebrating their 35th year of practice on recovery within the church and Jesus-centered programming. And so what we wanted to do was kind of take a pause from what had been and then learn the newest technologies, what they've practiced together over the last 12 years since I went to their training, and then re-implemented here in the Valley. So that's the process that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm. And so what you got going on is, it seems like Thursday nights, those who are interested are invited to attend between 6 and 8 o'clock. Maybe explain a little bit more what's going on.
Yeah, so we are going through this summer. It's kind of, I see it as the football boot camp, where mm-hmm. when we used to do two-a-days, we're only doing one a week, so it's not quite that bad, but it's still pretty rigorous. But we're going to spend the first hour learning the newest technologies from Celebrate Recovery. And then the second hour, we're actually doing the steps together as a group. So it's a practice and an education where we, through the summer, hope to be better equipped with more people who are equipped at least half a step ahead to lead.
Mm-hmm. So people have heard about it. I mean, going back to 1935, the 12 steps, but then... And certainly with Alcoholics Anonymous and then various other offshoots for NA, et cetera, gambling, SAA. And so, but I understand it's John Baker, 1991, Saddleback Church. It's like, what was his thought exactly?
Yeah, it's this idea of a big umbrella where all of us suffer from spiritual poverty, where yours might not be a visible addiction, but it could be a less visible addiction, and it could be like anxiety or tech. You know, there's just no end to how many ways we can get kind of twisted or trapped in the world that we're in today. And so ours, Celebrate Recovery, is Hurts, Habits, and Hang-Ups. And so the hurts usually come from something that happened in our past, and then those cause the hang-ups and the habits. And then this is a way of unpacking that whole story with a direct relationship to Jesus Christ as our ultimate higher power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what I heard, I went last week Thursday, and just hearing that it's not just about addiction, but saying, you know, these other hurts, habits, and hang-ups. And then I'm thinking to myself, and we talked some, like, well, that could just be about everybody.
Yeah, well, all have sinned and fallen short of the power of God, and so... we have an opportunity to draw all of us to the foot of the cross. Again, blessed are the poor in spirit, mm-hmm. where when we recognize that somewhere in our lives we have a poverty of spirit, mm-hmm. and then we meet together at the foot of the cross, it gathers us together. And then my hope and dream is that we can stop this us and them kind of discussion mm-hmm. that seems to permeate the church and now outside the culture mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yeah. So celebrating recovery, celebrate overcoming. Again, salvation-wise, as you said, Jesus is our higher power as Christians, and we believe it is by grace we've been saved through faith. But then, you know, the sanctification process, different from justification, and that's where Celebrate Recovery gets in, where people are looking to get some help, hope, and healing, right?
Yeah. So, like, again, my name's Perry. Instead of saying I'm an addict or I'm a whatever you want to say, what Celebrate Recovery does is we say, hey, I'm Perry. I'm a devoted follower of Jesus Christ, and I still struggle with, mm-hmm. and there's a hope plurality of things that I struggle with.
Yeah.
But he has given me victory over many of those things. Mm-hmm. Drugs and alcohol are just some of the more obvious ones, but I still struggle with control or people-pleasing or those kinds of things. And so it's a process where we get to actually confess to God and one another the things that we're struggling with, and then go to Scripture together to see how God would heal us from these things.
Mike Donahue, in a story mm-hmm. introduction we had to a song some time ago from 10th Avenue North, talked about the fact his best friend was an addictions counselor mm-hmm. and had said, you know, told him about recovery groups, and Mike had said, you know, we just need the church to be much more like a recovery group. This is that, right? This is recovery entering into the church, that type of rigorous honesty that we only get well around the truth.
Yeah, I think pretense. Again, there's pretense, there's no spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who said that.
Larry Crabb.
So there is this process, and I believe that God is bringing the church into this arena where with the higher power, with the Holy Spirit, with the conviction of those of us who are yielding our lives over at the foot of the cross, then believing that through the Holy Spirit we can rise together instead of being this us and them culture. So we dream, Mark and I have been talking about this for years, about a church that could be as honest. I won't say we'll surpass it, but let's say we could be at least as honest as some of these recovery groups that are out there. And then would God allow us just a little bit more? That's the dream.
That's great. So again, some of this training development is going on here on Thursday nights, Jacob's Well, 6 to 8. In fact, you used the term pour in spirit. That was the sign I saw out front, pour in spirit, celebrate recovery. But then ultimately leading to this launch in October, and from what I hear as we wind down here, Perry Polnasek, is that not just at Jacob's Well, but you guys would like to be a help to anybody else. In fact, I walked in the other day with a woman from The Bridge who said she'd done Celebrate Recovery before, so she was excited to be a part of tapping into some of the fire that you guys got going.
Yeah, well, there's a church planner for the Church of the Nazarene. There's some other churches that are represented, and we want to be a resource for the Valley and the Church of the Valley, and we believe that, again, this is such a need in our community. We're going to need as many people as God will draw. My hope and dream is that we could just be faithful. If right now we've got about 40 people in training, I don't know what he has in store for this summer, but I'd love to see that grow through the summer, unlike most church programs, which diminish. I'd like to see that number continue to grow and that God would draw people to this idea of being at confessing our poverty of spirit in some way, and that from that position at the foot of the cross, he would rise us up.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. So again, if people want to learn more, where should they go?
You can go to jacobswellchurch.church. You can call the church and they'll connect you with my cell phone. You could find us, just Celebrate Recovery, and we should be listed there as well. But just if you are interested, if you feel like this is something that God is speaking to you, we're asking, just come Thursday, and then we're going to get you connected and then equipped, and then we'll see where God goes from there.
All right, there we go. Thursday nights, Jacob's Well, here in these coming weeks, continuing through the summer, Thursday nights, 6 to 8. Perry, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. I appreciate all you do for the Valley.
Again, a recorded conversation with Jacob's Well Church Recovery Ministry Director Perry Polnasek from earlier this week. And finally, I spoke Friday with Daryl Marrier of the Hands Foundation. It's an organization that for more than a decade has been looking to help those in need, particularly homeless vets. One of the ways they've done this is partnering with Every Third Saturday in the Twin Cities. That's everythirdsaturday.org. And they've been putting on benefit concerts with their band Rosewater, which in fact they've got one scheduled for July 25th, this coming Saturday, in Withy. They've also annually partnered with the Chippewa Falls High School football team with a fundraiser going on at one particular game, but also throughout the month of September. Here, Daryl Marrier explains more of the work of the Hands Foundation.
It's part of just a larger, a project we have, which we've been doing for 10 to 15 years now, to assist and help struggling veterans or homeless veterans. And it's just a project that started based on seeing the numbers that were reported at that time that told everyone just how many homeless veterans could be on the street any given night. So that's when we started. We jumped in. We met. We happened to just fortuitously meet Tom McKenna and Jesse McKenna shortly after hearing about those numbers and deciding to put our efforts into that. And from then on, we just made it our kind of number one priority to assist the veterans and specifically those who struggled or were homeless, or a lot of them struggle on their return home, from service. And so that's been our main mission since that time.
Every year when we talk to Coach Rakovic at Saturday,
they do so much for us at those football games. It's such a big event every year.
Every year when we talk to Coach Rakovic and promote what's going on with Chi High football, we always certainly say Homeless and vet, those two words should never go together, but tragically they do. We know about the suicide rate with vets, but then, you know, the PTSD and the homelessness. And ETS, every third Saturday, I'm at the website right now. People should check it out, right? Everythirdsaturday.org.
Correct, yeah. And we want to thank, you know, we always want to thank Chuck. They do so much for us at those football games. It's such a big event every year for us and for ETS. So it's a major deal. They collect items for us. They collect money during the game. It's really something. And that whole team is very supportive from top to bottom. And they're always helping everybody and helping the vets. It's really a wonderful event. If you have a chance to go to it, you should try at the Chi High football game. But yeah, every third Saturday, they're the ones, you know, boots on the ground every day working, and they work with the vets, peer to peer programs, a program called Warrior's Path, trying to help them acclimate, you know, back to civilian life when they get back here, trying to get them back on their feet. So we try to support ETS in every way we can because they're always, always working.
In fact, your dad, Scott, tells me that, that you guys have handed out over 1 million survival items to homeless veterans over the years, and you help them find homes and jobs, and also work with Chippewa Valley Street Ministries in Eau Claire.
That's correct, and Sophus for Service as well in Eau Claire. So we're starting to kind of widen the net a little bit. You know, there's so many organizations that are doing wonderful work. It's been nice to kind of find our way to them and find ways to involve them and try to just get awareness out to people about everything that they're doing. But yeah, it's the work by Chippewa Valley Street Ministries is, you know, is also wonderful work. They are the ones on the street trying to find people in need. And those are very important things that are happening out there that we are happy to support.
And finally, this coming Saturday, July 25th, the Rosewater Band going to be getting together because you guys have a fundraising concert. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're getting the band back together for a little bit here. We started the concert on July 25th. It's kind of a twofold concert. We did our first concert as Rosewater at the Munson Bridge Winery. It was the first event we tried our what we call the shotgun wedding reception. It was just kind of a fun way to create an event, have people come, you know, dressed up for a wedding reception and bring wedding gifts, which would be items for veterans, for homeless veterans. So we're doing an event. We're just going to play a show. We're collecting items again, of course. But we had played our first show at this place, and it's a local place. It's a place we love. And they happen to be closing down this year. They've been in business for 20 years. At the end of the year, they're retiring. They're gonna travel and they're closing the winery down. So it's kind of like, to us, it's always whenever Rosewater plays, it's gonna be about veterans. You know, we're gonna collect items, we're gonna raise awareness, but we also want to thank Munson Bridge, you know, for all their support because they've supported us by collecting veteran items. And through that, the shows we played there. And so we want to thank them too. So let's come out and thank Tom and Sherry and give them a nice send off. But again, same thing as always, we want to make sure that we're talking about those vets and finding ways that we can help them as always. So it's an event for two causes, really. So it should be fun, though.
Daryl Marrier of the Hands Foundation and Rosewater Band, and inviting those who'd be interested to the Munson Bridge Winery in Withy this Saturday night, 6 until 10, for their fundraising event. And I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. This edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.